two patients here. First patient, Amber Moinat. That's M-O-I-N-A-T. Date of birth 2/27/89. Date of service 9/25/23. This is a 34-year-old female patient here with a complaint of bilateral ear pressure and sinus pressure. She's had these symptoms for several days now. She doesn't complain of any acute distress. She just feels a bit stuffy. No other issues. There hasn't been any fever. She doesn't complain of a cough. She does not complain of post-nasal drip. She carries on her everyday activities well. No other complaint. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 119/77, pulse 100, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 99%, current weight 173. Allergies are multiple to penicillin, sulfa, Keflex, Levaquin. Period. New paragraph. Current medication, none. Medical history, asthma, surgical history, C-section and tubal ligation, social history. Negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period. New paragraph. Labs today, none were performed. Period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, really, they're normal representation. No tympanic membrane, erythema, canals are clear, and landmarks are visible. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. No strawberry tongue, oral mucosa, moist, neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. And viewing the oral pharyngeal area, there is no postnasal drip that is visualized, period, new paragraph. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, sinusitis. Patient will receive a Medrol dose pack. From a clinical perspective, she does not warrant antibiotic therapy today, so we're just going to go with the steroid. She's going to monitor her symptoms. I've also advised her to get Zyrtec 10 milligrams over-the-counter on a daily basis. Period, new paragraph. If she doesn't feel better, she's going to give us a call or return to clinic. Period, new paragraph. Next patient. Patient named Ella, E-L-L-A, last name Sheros, S-H-E-R-R-O-U-S-E. Date of birth 10, correction, date of birth 7/10/18. Date of service is 9/25/23. This is a 5-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in related to, she had a mild cough. Seems to be improving that, but she had a rash on her face yesterday for approximately 2 to 3 hours. Mom did look at her throat and thought it was a bit erythematous, so she decided to bring her in today. She does not have the rash at this moment and is acting normally, period, new paragraph. Once again, no change in her bathroom habit, no cough, shortness of breath, no rashes, no fever or chills, period, new paragraph. Pulse 67, respiration 16, temperature 96.7, oxygenating well at 99%, current weight 47 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, autistic, surgical history, negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and no association with secondhand smoke. Labs today include a strep test, it was negative, period, and paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She doesn't appear to be in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears all within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area, it is non-erythematous, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph, examination of the skin. I see no visible rash at this time, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Viral exanthem, urticaria, now resolved. No medications will be given today. We're going to go into a period of watchful waiting, but return to clinic or call if needed.